Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 9:40 here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. A lot to get to as we roll around the DMV. We'll get into the Washington Nationals. Papa Wood saving the day last night with the walk-off homer. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. We'll have a couple of guests stop by the program. Our pal Toby Altizer, the co-host of the Bust and Lose Baseball podcast, going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on where things currently sit with the Washington Nationals yesterday, snapping an 11-game losing streak and feeling like for a moment we could take a breath and look at things with the glass half full, as it has been a real struggle for that group over the past couple of weeks. And I said it yesterday when I was on with you all. If they did not get the W yesterday, you were realistically staring a 20-game losing streak right in the face when you think about their West Coast road trip that they're about to embark on. Three against the Angels, three against the Dodgers, three against the Padres. So you think about where those clubs are and where you are, you would be hard-pressed to circle any of those games and go, that's a guaranteed win based off of the way, you know, this team has played. But that's here nor there. James Wood saving the day yesterday, homering two times, did the young pup. And just think about how spectacular he has been during his first full season in the majors, continuing to just hit the cover off of the baseball. He has been talky hot all year long. And say what you want about this organization and where things currently stand, if there is one silver lining, if there is one reason for optimism, it is one James Wood. He went yard twice yesterday, including his first career walk-off home run.
Adams leads off third. 1-0 pitch to Wood. Swinging a high fly ball, center field deep. Back goes Hilliard to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! James Wood does it! The long nightmare is over. Nats win it 4-3. He puts it on the batter's eye hill with a soaring, towering home run to straightaway center field. They're mobbing James Wood as he crosses the plate. His first career walk-off homer, his second homer of the day in dramatic fashion off a splitter. What a moment for James Wood and the Nationals. A much-needed sigh of relief. They have won a ball game.
The James Wood breakout is real. Dave Jagler on the call right here on the Washington Nationals radio network. I mean, he has been phenomenal for this group all year long. It's hard for me to really put it into words just how great he has been. But I just... 20 homers, 56 RBIs, 564 slugging percentage. For anyone that does not vote James Wood as an all-star, just tell me you know nothing about baseball. Honestly. I mean, he has been just electric throughout the first half of this season. And when you think about last year and the brief appearances that he had up in the bigs and what the talking point was, oh, you know, struggling against lefties and things of that nature. And there was some inconsistencies with him at the plate. I mean, his swing is as natural as any that you'll see in all of Major League Baseball. The thing that I love about him the most is he is the most even-keeled, humble young man that you'll ever see, 22 years old, and doesn't feel like he's on top of the world, doesn't take it for granted. I think yesterday when he was running the base paths, you saw some emotion from him. One of the rare times you'll see emotion out of him. He's a pretty stoic dude normally, but clearly after you hit your first career walk-off, you feel good about yourself. Here is James Wood talking post-game on the Masson broadcast.
I'm just trying to get some over the plate and just really hit it hard. I mean, I was just trying to score the run any way possible and just able to score both.
Are you surprised they pitched to you?
No, it's basically, he's throwing 102. I mean, he's nasty, so yeah.
James, you know, a big win anytime you can get it. You guys had lost 11 straight games coming into this one today. What's the significance of this win as you guys get ready to hop on a flight out west to face some good teams?
Yeah, I just think it's a big weight off our shoulders. I mean, we've been playing hard, just hitting the ball hard, just hasn't bounced our way. So, I mean, it's just good to get right in the right column.
For you, a two-homer game for you today. What has allowed you to remain as consistent and productive as you have through the first half of the season?
Just getting with my coaches and just keeping a consistent game plan and just been working every day.
This was a Thursday afternoon. It was about a billion degrees out here. You had a decent crowd that was out here to support you guys given all that's been going on. What message, if any, do you have for the Nats fans that are sticking with this team?
Yeah, I mean, just thank you guys. I mean, like you said, it's a hot day, long game, 11 innings, and I mean, that's the people we play for, so just appreciate all you guys.
James, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
James
Hollywood James Wood talking post-game, and you can clearly hear, this isn't any slight to him at all. It's just who he is as a person. He's got to get used to being a star. It's the best way that I would put it. I think he's got all the goods and is going to have a super long career. Hopefully, he could be here in our nation's capital long term. And I understand that that is a big talking point and a big concern, quite frankly, amongst Nationals fans. How long will this organization be able to keep James Wood in the fold? I will say this. I get that he is a Boris guy, but the one thing I would say about James Wood that I think is different. One, seems like a young man that money doesn't drive him all the way. And then two, he's a hometown kid. This guy is a Montgomery County native, played his Little League baseball for the Olney Recreational Club. I mean, went to St. John's College High School in D.C. He is DMV through and through. So maybe a hometown discount is a part of the package to keep James Wood in town, but it's going to cost you a pretty penny. His numbers currently amongst National League outfielders, first in home runs, second in extra base hits, second in RBIs, first in OPS, second in slugging percentage. I mean, he has been the best National League outfielder and should be starting in July out in Atlanta at the All-Star Weekend. Man, I am super duper excited about what he is going to be for the remainder of the year. The hope is, and I know this is something that Nats fans think about, hopefully you can have him in the fold long term. Yesterday, an 11-game losing streak snapped by the Washington Nationals. It's been an emotional past couple of weeks for this organization. Davey Martinez last week with the comments that really took the DMV by storm, saying it's not all on the coaching. Nothing is ever on the coaching. It's always on the players. Well, when James Wood saved your ass yesterday, was that on the coaches too? Or was that on the player being spectacular? The thing about Davey Martinez is this. I give him a ton of credit. He has been really the model of consistency since he has taken over as the manager of this team. No matter when things are high, no matter when things are low, he is the same even keel guy. He's a player's manager. Guys love playing for him. But it comes a point where for certain teams, certain organizations, you got to move on and get the right guy in there to get you over the hump. 2019 was great. I think it's a year we'll never forget here as baseball fans here in the nation's capital. Special, right? But think about that 2019 team relative to this year's team. That was a group chock full of veterans. And I think when you usher in this new era of Washington Nationals baseball and you go through this next rebuild, maybe you need a manager that specializes in player development. And it seems like Davey Martinez not the guy for that. The credit that I do give Davey, though, like I said, he's uber consistent and he cares more than just about anybody. Here is Davey Martinez post game yesterday after James Woods snapped that 11 game losing streak.
I love this game. I love this team. I love this city. I love the fans. Come back and we're going to do some special things. I love this game.
Someone cutting onions yesterday as Davey Martinez was at the podium. I have heard him give many of post-game speeches. First time I've ever seen him cry at the podium or get emotional the way that he did. And it kind of shows a sign of relief, man, getting that monkey off of the team's back. Anytime you lose 11 in a row, especially with this West Coast road trip that they're about to embark on, it could have got ugly very fast. Now, Mike Rizzo was on with the Sports Junkies right here on The Fan. Mike Rizzo was on with them earlier this week and pretty much laid it out saying, look, barring something drastic, you know, we're not going to make a change in season. It would be something that we do and evaluate everything at season's end. I think it's probably the right way to go. If you would have lost 20 or 21 in a row, though, and that means not having the Wood walk off yesterday and then going on a epic collapse on your West Coast road trip where you got the Dodgers, Padres, and Angels in succession. If you would have lost 20, 21 in a row, you would have had to pull the plug on Davey Martinez, honestly. So glad that James Wood got them off the schneid. Glad that that conversation can be put to bed here for just a second. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep things on the Washington Nationals. We'll talk about the Wizards coming up later on in the program as well. Which organization right now that's in a rebuild, talking about the Wizards or the Nationals, which one's in a better position right now moving forward? That's next on the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 9:40 as we get you geared up for Game 1 of Nats and Dodgers. Their 9-game West Coast roadie gets underway tonight. It is a 10-10 first pitch. Pre-game coverage is rolling right here on the Fan at 9:40 with Nats on deck. So, wow. So, my computer, full transparency, my laptop has West Coast time on it. So I looked at the schedule, and it said 7:10 p.m., and I said, holy hell, the game's about to start, but there's no way that that's possible. It's the West Coast time. But Nats and Dodgers get underway. They will see Shohei Ohtani during this West Coast road trip. He is scheduled to get an inning of work coming up on Sunday in the series finale of Nats and Dodgers. So super excited for that. The good saving grace for the Nationals tonight, Mackenzie Gore getting the ball for Davey Martinez's bunch. He has been another saving grace for this unit. We talked about James Wood having a guaranteed spot pretty much in Atlanta for the All-Star game. Same can be said about one Mackenzie Gore, who is off to an absolutely brilliant start. Second in all of Major League Baseball with 119 punch-outs. Got the top 20 ERA. And when you think about the lack of run support that he's gotten during his starts, it makes it even more impressive what he's been able to accomplish this year. Super proud of him, because when you think about what the conversation was surrounding him last year, is, well, could he be more consistent? Could he prove that he is a legitimate number one pitcher? I think this year he has shown you that. The consistency has been there. Obviously, there are a lot more starts left to go here throughout the regular season, and, you know, there's still – you know, plenty of opportunity for him to go in the opposite direction. I think what you've seen from him to this point has to be super encouraging, and you have to feel like, hey, maybe, just maybe, we found ourselves a gem when it comes to the pitching staff. They got to find a way to get him locked up long-term as well. He's another one of those guys that I believe is represented by Scott Boras. The other all-star that the Nats should have, unless he just falls off a cliff here, C.J. Abrams, you know, should make it for the second consecutive year. He's another cat that has continued to, you know, play well under the circumstances that have been super tough here for this group. I think the number one thing that people are upset with, is that the organization coming out of spring training led people to believe that they were ready, right? They talked about, you know, we're going to try and compete this year for a wild card spot in the National League. And I think a lot of us coming out of spring training called poppycock on that, because it's like, okay, how much better do they actually think that they are? Let's just say the first 70 plus games of the season to this point, the first 75 games of the season to this point, they still got some work to do. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll keep things on the Curly W's. Our pal Toby Altizer, co-host of the Bustin' Loose Baseball Podcast, joins us next. We'll ask him what is next for the Washington Nationals and whether or not he would hit the eject button on Davey Martinez. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's get moving and grooving right along here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and Willingham. I'll take you up the 940. That's where we'll lead things in the Nationals baseball. They begin a West Coast road trip coming up tonight. The first of three in L.A. against the Dodgers, as I mentioned before the break. We get to see old Shohei Ohtani coming up on Sunday. He's expected to get about an inning of work. He made his season debut this past Monday against the Padres. And lucky for us as Nationals fans, we'll get to see him in action on Sunday. Tonight, though, Nats, as I mentioned, play game one of their three-game series with the L.A. Dodgers. It will be Mackenzie Gore on the hill tonight for D.C., going up against Clayton Kershaw. So a good one on tap for tonight. You can hear the action right here on The Fan. To help us get warmed up for tonight and take a look ahead, as our pal Toby Altizer, the co-host of the Bustin' Loose Baseball Podcast with Grant Paulson. You can download that wherever you get your podcasts. You can hear Toby here on The Fan doing updates. You can hear him hosting. You can hear him doing a bevy of different things. Toby, I saw you were in with JP earlier this afternoon, and you were stuck in studio. Good for you.
I was, in the prison cell of a studio. So JP was out enjoying some nice weather out at Norbeck Country Club. I was stuck
in. Oh, he was at Norbeck. He was right up the street from me. Wow, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Well, obviously, we brought you on to talk about the Washington Nationals, the now, the past, and then the present. Excuse me, the now, the past, and then the future, rather, with this organization. Let's start with yesterday. If James Wood did not walk off the Rockies yesterday and this group would have lost 12 in a row, would Davey Martinez be in jeopardy of getting fired after this West Coast road trip?
I mean, I would have thought yes, but listening to Mike Rizzo on with the Junkies, it doesn't sound like no matter what happens that they're going to move on unless it was something that was catastrophic where it would have been like a 30-game losing streak. So
I mean,
I don't think so. I don't think that there would have been any sort of move made because, frankly, Linnell, what's the difference between an 11-game losing streak and a 12-game losing streak? It's the same thing. I mean, it's a long losing streak. It's something that you would think that changes would have been made. I mean, how many teams around Major League Baseball would lose 11 in a row and your biggest change is you call up a prospect and you switch out your third outfielder. Like, that's the only changes that were made. They didn't fire a hitting coach, they didn't fire a pitching coach. So, you know, if they're on an 11-game losing streak, what does 12 make the difference? I mean, maybe it would have been the difference going into this road trip, but I wouldn't think so. But maybe James Wood did save some jobs yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. Certainly felt like it. If they would have lost, it would have been 12 in a row, and then you got, what is it, 9 in a row on the road and 9 games that you won't be favored in. I know it's going to be super tough to steal one against the Dodgers and the Padres. Maybe you'd have a chance to steal one of three against the Angels, but they're in a really tough spot right now. And the frustrating thing about it is there were points in this season where they showed signs, where they showed life. Over the past month or so, they have looked completely lifeless. And yesterday was super interesting to me. We give a lot of credit to Davey Martinez for being even keel and being the same guy each and every time out to the podium. I think the players appreciate that. I think, you know, this organization appreciates that. The fans, everybody. The last two of his last, like, five podium sessions, we've seen him get out of character, starting with the one that happened early last week where he talks about, well, coaching, you know, coaching is never to blame, right? And that was the famous quote that came out of that yesterday. After James Wood walks this team off, looking a 12-game losing streak in the eye, I'd have to think he was pretty on edge. It was as emotional as I've ever heard him in a post-game presser. What did you take away from that, and how much can you read into how emotional he was yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can tell by his emotions, by the fact that James Wood never shows emotion and how fired up he was when he hit the home run, that they were all feeling it. I mean, that's pretty obvious. You lose 11 in a row, there's no chance that you don't feel it. But they were clearly in that clubhouse, even though it felt free and easy walking in there. You could tell there's still a little bit of tension because it's just, it's the elephant in the room. Even if you want to go about your business as usual, and you want to go do everything the same way you always do it, the losing streak is always hanging over your head. And Davey hears the noise as much as people like to tune it out. It's not as if he doesn't know. And even if he's not necessarily reading or listening to the clips that are being written about him or what's being said, he knows what's being said. He's not stupid. He's been around the block. He was a player at one point and now obviously been a manager for quite some time. He understands it. So he was clearly feeling it. And, you know, after Saturday's comments, I bet you he feels it even a little bit more, knowing that, man, maybe, you know, he's standing up for his coaching staff and clearly misspoke and didn't intentionally throw his players under the bus, but did. And so I think he was feeling it too, in the sense that not only were they losing a lot of games, and generally the manager is held accountable for those sorts of things, but it wasn't necessarily the case here. But on top of that, you make comments that get passed around all of Major League Baseball when largely your team's been irrelevant for how long now. So for that to kind of go and become the national story that it was, of course he was feeling it. And I think those emotions finally came out as just like a weight was lifted. I think everybody, that people were covering the team, people that are obviously fans, and then the players and the coaches themselves just felt that relief lifted. Now, to your point, they're going on a West Coast road trip where they could end up losing a lot more games, but Linnell, baseball is a funny game. They could end up going out here and you get that weight lifted, you get away from Washington, D.C., where the fans are booing you, and frankly, you're going to go into a Dodger stadium that's going to be fired up for the Dodgers, but it's not like you're the Padres, who they're just coming off a series against, where they're all amped up. They couldn't care less that you're the Washington Nationals. They don't really, you're irrelevant to them, so that might actually be a good thing for the Nats, just to get away from town, spend over a week away, and hopefully get things going again, and maybe that's the best thing that could happen for this team right now.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting way to look at it. I could definitely agree. Spending some time away from D.C., going out, getting some, you know, permanent good weather, vibing with your guys, it should be a good opportunity for them. I guess big picture here, when it comes to the future of Davey Martinez, I know Mike Rizzo alluded to, you know, we're waiting until season's end to evaluate things. Is there a world in which Davey Martinez is the manager of this team next year?
There is, but I don't necessarily think that it would make much sense to do so, because the likelihood is this season isn't going to finish favorably, and they'll probably finish around the same mark that they've been at the last couple of years with 71 wins. I would think that they can still have an improvement over that mark, but You know, they were had aspirations of finishing above 500, and that's probably not going to happen unless something crazy happens. So I don't think it would make sense. I've never generally been a fan of his in terms of how he manages in games. I think his message has, for the most part in his time here, been really, really good for this team, and it was kind of a slip up on Saturday, but I just don't see a way that after how it's gone, how much more can you live off of 2019? Like, 2019 was awesome. We all enjoyed that ride, and that's something that all of us fans here in D.C. are going to have forever. But that doesn't mean that you just get to keep your job forever as a coach. Like, you got to be held accountable, and ideally you can get another one of those before, you know, we all leave this earth. So at some point you've got to be held accountable for the results on the field, which haven't been favorable. And I think Davey's a great guy. I think he's someone that's easy to root for, but I think his time in D.C. at the end of this year, which, because it doesn't sound like he'll get fired in season, is probably over.
Joined right now by our guy Toby Altizer, one half of the Bustin' Loose Baseball Podcast. You can download that wherever you get your podcast. Follow our guy Toby on the X app at Toby_Altizer. Toby, I wanted to ask you this. Big picture, when you look at this organization and you think about what the next moves are, we're about a month and a week out from the trade deadline. Are there a couple of veterans that you feel like Washington should be looking to sell at the deadline? And then do you think that they handle the logjam that they have in the outfield? I continue to feel like if anyone's getting moved from the outfield, it feels like Alex Call and Jacob Young are the odd men out. What do you think ends up happening in that situation, and how active do you expect them to be at the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that they are soft sellers. I think that when they signed Michael Soroka, who would be someone that they could move that you'll see pitch in this Dodgers series, I think that they had the intention of keeping him around for the year, hoping that they could finish with a better record. But, you know, where they're at right now, maybe they could consider moving him. His ERA is not great, over 5, I think, but he's generally pitched better than that. It's just been a lot of fifth or sixth innings he kind of falls apart. So maybe you just send him to another team. He becomes a 5-and-dive Trevor Williams type for them. He's pretty good in that role, I think, right now. Kyle Finnegan is someone you could consider moving. The one that I think would be interesting, I don't think you'll get a lot for him, but I think it'd open up some potential for some guys down in the minor leagues maybe to come up, would be Amed Rosario. I know people are like, why would you want Amed Rosario? He has crushed left-handed pitching, aside from the horrendous at-bat he had yesterday in the 10th inning that looked like it might have been it might have led to a 12th straight loss.
Yeah.
He's crushed left-handed pitching, can play all over the infield. You saw him step in for an inning in right field yesterday. So I could see a team in the playoff hunt looking at a guy that is a utility guy that can platoon and come off the bench and help out. They'd send over some middling prospect, but I think that he could be someone that's potentially a trade piece, but they don't have kind of the guy that they've had the last couple of years that they could move off of at the deadline and get some nice pieces, like a Lane Thomas last year, like a Jamer Candelario the year before that. They don't really have something like that unless maybe they move off of Kyle Finnegan. And I don't think the baseball community as a whole is as high on Kyle Finnegan as what his results have been. And I think at some point, too, if you have to decide between adding a couple of guys into your system versus just having some of that veteran leadership around, even if it's going to be gone at the end of the year.
Toby, that's my thing here. What does the veteran leadership matter at this point, right? We know the season
is
over.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Linnell. I can't bring a direct correlation here, but I don't think it's any shock that you trade away a lot of people and you have the situation with C.J. Abrams at the end of last year. I think he's smarter, but like you have to decide between do I want to get the 16th ranked prospects from some contender, or do I want to have some veterans in there that can hold other guys accountable? Because at some point you got to turn the corner. So that to me is the decision you have to make. I'm not saying it's a wrong one to trade Lane Thomas. I like the guys that they brought in. But some of the dudes that, you know, I don't think it's any shock sometimes that you see some of the things pop up at the end of the year when there's a lack of veteran leadership in that clubhouse. And, you know, I think CJ's past that, but there's still a lot of young guys in that clubhouse. I think it's something that we'll never be able to quantify in a number, and maybe we'll never even tell. But I think that's something that you definitely have to consider when you make that sort of a move.
It'll be interesting to see what happens here. Obviously, James Wood homering twice yesterday, including the first career walk-off. He's been special. Mackenzie Gore, I think, is going to have, you know, his ticket punched to go to Atlanta. Do you think Washington's got two, three All-Stars this year? What is the number for you?
I would say two for sure. It'd be a shame if either of Mackenzie or James Wood isn't there. I think both those guys will be there. It's fringe right now for CJ. I think he needs to pick it up just a little bit, but he's right on the precipice of being there. But if I had to guess right now, he's probably not. But James Wood, he's one of the best outfielders in all of baseball. And by the way, something that we were talking about earlier in the year where he was struggling defensively in left field, go look at those metrics now. He's not doing so
he's
doing pretty well. He's doing well.
Yes, he is. I believe it's plus six in that category. I saw the tweet that you put out earlier, and it's crazy how narratives change quickly when it comes to to certain guys.
It's a fluid situation for him. He was a good center fielder as a minor leaguer, and now he moves over to left field, and that's a different position. And I know, you know, if you're just watching, like, oh, left field, center field, center field's obviously harder. It's not hard to play left field. You have to adjust to over there. The ball spins differently. It curves differently. You learn little tricks of the trade, and he's getting more comfortable over there. He's looking a lot better over there, and obviously you notice him at the plate because it seems like every time he hits the ball, it goes 105 miles an hour. And then tonight, Mackenzie Gore goes on the hill, and he's looked spectacular this season. He's turned a corner. Stuff's always been there. To me, it's always been the mentality. I know he gets sick of getting asked about it. it feels like every single time I talk to him or someone asks him in a media session afterwards, they ask him, hey, do you think this version of Mackenzie Gore is better than last year's or the year previous in terms of mentality? And I know he's got to get sick of it, but the reality is he has shown a lot of growth there, and I think that's been the biggest difference this season. It's not mechanical. It's not stuff-wise. They've made different tweaks, and some of that plays into it, but he's so much more mature as a pitcher now, and he's taken that next step. So I think those two guys, Wood and Gore, will be there for sure. Abrams, if he gets hot for a little another stretch, maybe, but I wouldn't bet on it. But those two for sure are going to be down there in Atlanta.
Two quick ones for you here on the way out. Your thoughts on Brady House and the way he's looked in his first couple of major league at-bats, and then who do you think is the next prospect to come up?
So I hate to go full rooster and pat myself on the back because that's something that he's really good at. But I was saying for weeks that they needed to call up Brady House, and even if he hit 100, he'd be help because he'd be the best defensive third base option that they've had. And you saw that play out in his opening series of his career.
That's what
he made some spectacular plays, and at the plate he looked really, really comfortable. So I think, you know, he's going to have some ups and downs as a rookie, but I thought – he looked really, really comfortable in that Rocky series, looked like a big leaguer. The at-bats he put together were good. And honestly, you could have had a chance where he could have looked like a hero, but it was just unlucky. Bases were loaded in the loss on, I believe that was Wednesday, and bases were loaded, two outs, and he hits a screecher that gets snagged out of the air by Orlando Arcia. Otherwise, he could have put a couple runs on the board with maybe a bases-clearing double there, but it comes up short, so he's looked really, really comfortable. I've been really impressed by him. The next prospect to come up is interesting. I mean, it's probably someone you've already seen in Robert Hassel. I don't know that there's another big-time guy. Maybe Yoandy Morales could make his debut at some point this year, but that's not going to be towards the end of the season, maybe a September call-up situation. But even then, he struggled a little bit in AAA. Honestly, the guy that you'll probably see next is Cade Cavalli, but I don't know exactly the timeline. He's still working his way back from the injury, and I think they're maybe doing a little bit of service time manipulation because of the time they lost with the injury and being on the injured list and some of the stuff that's a little too complex to dive into right now. But I think Cade Cavalli is going to join the rotation at some point this season, so that's probably your answer. You'll see him maybe next month, and then he'll be a part of that thing, and I'll be interested to see what other moves they make with that, but I think Cade Cavalli is probably the next guy you'd see.
Buckle up. About a month and change out from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. We'll see, you know, if the Nats are soft sellers or selling for real. Toby, we appreciate you giving us some time as always, my man. We will do it again soon.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
That is Toby Altizer, one half of the Bust and Lose Baseball podcast. You can download that wherever you get your podcasts. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Game 7 of the NBA Finals coming up on Sunday. How did we get there? That's next on The Fan. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Taking up the 940, leading in the Nats baseball, Mackenzie Gore getting the start tonight for D.C. It is a 10-10 first pitch. Pregame coverage gets rolling right here on the Fan starting at 940. So, big thank you to Toby Altizer hopping on with us, talking all things Washington Nationals. I'll be real about where things currently stand with the Nats. I feel for fans out there that have become apathetic, but I think, like we talked about coming out of spring training, just because this group told everybody who would listen that, hey, they're trying to compete for a wild card spot, doesn't mean they were actually supposed to compete for a wild card spot. I think they are still a ways away. I think there are a lot of holes they have throughout the roster, but when you have James Wood hitting the baseball the way that he is at this point in time, you're going to be in a good position long term. The big question is going to be, can you retain James Wood? And good news out there if you're a Nats fan. You don't have to worry about James Wood potentially leaving until at least, what is it, like 2030? So it's not a situation that you have to worry about now, but as you all know, the way things have gone with this organization down the line, you know, it's a very good opportunity that that is a real dilemma and issue facing this organization. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Game 7 of the NBA Finals coming up on Sunday. Last night, just a really strong effort and really strong performance from the Indiana Pacers. I say it all the time about postseason basketball. You cannot fake desperation. I think it was very key and clear last night who the more desperate team was. Indiana at home, backs against the wall, facing elimination in a do-or-die situation. They came out and were the more desperate team, and they punched Oklahoma City in the mouth, and OKC never punched back. That was the thing to me, and I knew it was going to be tough for the Thunder. They showed signs of being a young team, and it comes in different shapes and sizes, right? It's hard as a veteran, experienced team to go on the road and close out the NBA Finals in a Game 6, and you saw that last night from Oklahoma City. It was a struggle to do so, and it's not like what got them there wasn't working. They defended at a super high level. They held Indiana to 41% shooter from the field, yet were down by as many as 31 points in that game. So the defense was good for OKC like it has been all season. They just have these moments offensively where they become unwatchable at times, man. It's like they take turns going one-on-one playing ISO basketball, and it's ironic because anybody that's watched this team this year, that's not how they got here. So why they revert to those bad habits in certain moments is tough to watch. But ultimately, in game number 7 in OKC, if you're the Thunder, you feel like, hey, we were supposed to be here. This is what we signed ourselves up for. As much as last night stung, as much as last night felt like, man, is this it for us? You got a couple of days to regroup, reset, and then you're back at home in a closeout game to where you get to hoist up the NBA Finals trophy. So this is exactly how OKC should have wanted it to go. I understand, you know, slipping up a couple of times earlier in the series. They lost game 1 on a buzzer beater. So it's been a back-and-forth series. It has been. And I think anybody that's watched this series understands that, you know, despite people being reluctant to pass the crown, so to speak, we are entering a new age of NBA basketball, right? The era of LeBron, KD, Steph Curry, slowly but surely coming to an end. And it'll be guys like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton that continue to push this game forward. Whether people want to admit it or not, if SGA and the Thunder can close out this series on Sunday, he has had, quite literally, one of the greatest scoring seasons of all time when you think about what he's accomplished. Entering the finals, if you put together his postseason stats and his regular season points, postseason points, entering the playoffs, it was the most since Michael Jordan in 1993, right? his 71 points in the first two games of the finals, the most ever in a guy's first two finals games in his career. So clearly he is doing this at a high level. Clearly he is a professional scorer, and there's been this narrative out there. I've heard it. I've addressed it. I'll do so again here tonight. This idea that he is some free throw merchant, that he relies on the whistle to score the basketball, is a complete joke. He understands angles, spacing, etc. And when you think about where he is, how young he is, what he has in front of him, what he still has to accomplish in this league, this is just the beginning of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, showing the rest of America, showing the rest of the world that he is a premier guard in this league, and that he's going to be part of the, you know, new era of NBA basketball, helping to continue push this thing forward. One guy that came up short last night, Tyrese Halliburton, another young star in the NBA, he had this to say about going into Game 7, the first ever in his NBA Finals career.
It's exciting, man. It's so, so exciting. As a basketball fan, there's nothing like a Game 7. There's nothing like a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. Dreamed of being in this situation my whole life, you know, so to be here is really exciting for me and our group. And, you know, like I said, what's happened in the past doesn't matter. What happened today doesn't matter. You know, it's all about one game, you know, and approaching that the right way. So everybody's got to take care of their bodies. Good couple film sessions, you know, good preparation, you know, to get ready for that, and let the cards fall where they may. You know, it's already written. You know, we've worked our tails off to get here, and you know, just gotta trust the work that we've put in. And yeah, man, I wouldn't want to go to battle with any other guys. So I'm really excited about it.
Tyrese Halliburton talking about what the mentality is going into game number 7. I think if you're Indiana, no matter what happens on Sunday, you got to feel good about how this season went for you. I think a lot of people counted them out early in this postseason, and each and every series, they have continued to overcome the odds and quiet the doubters. Will they do so on Sunday? Vegas doesn't think so. OKC, 7.5-point favorites in this one. It's actually the smallest spread that OKC has had in this final, so clearly a little bit of recency bias going on in terms of, you know, how high Vegas is right now in the Indiana Pacers. I'll say this, better team wins on Sunday. I think all series long, all postseason long, the best team has been the 68-win Oklahoma City Thunder. I think they get it done, and I think we're talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander entering next year as the best player in all of the land. A lot more to get to here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Coming up in about 40 minutes, our pal Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network going to join us. We get his thoughts on the NBA draft. When we come back, I'll, you know, give you some of my NBA draft nuggets as I've been working the phones, talking to a bunch of different people, trying to figure out what the Wizards are going to do next week with their two first-round picks in the NBA draft. There is one prospect projected to go in the top 10 that has made his pre-draft process very sticky. We will get to that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.